interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by 9th Street Napa, Abadjon Motors, American West Bank, Animal Clinic East, Arby's of Walla Walla, Banner Bank, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Dale Graves, Dr. Stan Pearson Jr., Farmers Insurance Group, Fazari's Finest of Clarkston, Ford of Walla Walla, Gary's Paint and Decorating Center, Inland Cellular, and John's Wheatland Bakery. And now, here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year as we head into the 2005 portion of this basketball season. DeSales Basketball on 100.7 FM KHSS. Mike Spies coming to you live from the DeSales Gymnasium tonight in cold, windy Walla Walla. We've got a Blue Mountain League game, just boys tonight. Jubilee Christian is in town to take on the DeSales Irish boys, an Irish team that has not played since December 22nd. They are undefeated at 5-0. Jubilee Christian Academy, just one win on the season. They are literally starting over this year. They returned only one starter off last year's squad. Actually, only one player off their whole roster. That player has left the program. So Alan Griffin and the Jubilee Christian Academy Warriors literally starting from scratch here in 2005 with a new roster. And the Irish boys undefeated. They haven't played in over 2 weeks. They may be a little rusty, but they should be able to handle the Warriors tonight. We're glad you've joined us. The Irish Pep Band is entertaining the fans. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a pregame show on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
As I drive the lonesome road, I recall a tale of old. The day my heart and how we met as I merged right.
You idiot!
It was destiny, for we both had Farmers Insurance and would soon be back on the road.
Move it, moron!
Oh, how she burns for me.
Farmers, get you back where you belong.
In Walla Walla, see Bill Urego. Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
This is KHSS.
Well, the Irish Pep Band has the fight song playing and the fans are on their feet. It's a pretty good crowd for a Friday night. Boys game only. We usually have doubleheaders. The Jubilee Christian Academy just located out near the Snake River near Fishhook Park is a school for at-risk young men, and some of them are there voluntarily to try to get themselves out of trouble. Others are there because it's either there or some type of an incarceration facility. But Alan Griffin, the head coach, and the rest of the staff out of Jubilee Christian Academy do a great job with these young men, trying to give them a second chance to get things squared away. As I mentioned in the opener, only one player returned from last year's roster. He was a talented one, Tanner Goforth. He was averaging 19.8 points per game in the 2004 portion of the season, but Tanner had finished his commitment to Jubilee Christian Academy at the end of the year, and he is no longer with the program, so Alan Griffin has no returning players from last year's squad to take on a very experienced DeSales team who's looking to get into some type of a rhythm. They practiced just 1 week at the start of the season after the football success. They played Mack High in their season opener, had a week off, and then played 4 games in 6 days, and then they haven't played for over 2 weeks. So Greg Pizzari, I'm sure, looking forward to getting into some type of a routine here with his experienced squad here after the break. Balanced scoring has been key for DeSales early on. Cesar Lopez, the senior, averages 13.2 points a game. Casey Wirth is averaging just under 10 at 9.8. Five other players averaging between 6 and 9 points a game. Greg Pizzari has excellent balance on the offensive production end from his squad in the first 5 games of the season. They're announcing the starting lineups. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you what those lineups are and have the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
Police officers love them. Firefighters swear by them. They're a favorite of our men and women in uniform over in Iraq and Afghanistan. We're talking about those Danner boots that L&G Ranch Supply has. Danner boots have been America's favorites for more than 70 years now. If you've never owned a pair of Danners, you don't know what you've been missing. Whether it's hiking, hunting, cross-training, work, or casual, Danner boots set the standard, and L&G Ranch Supply has them. L&G Ranch Supply, 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
You knew December was a special month, and all along you thought it was because of the holidays. But you were wrong. It's time for Toyota-thon, Toyota's biggest sales event. Here at Imagine Toyota, we're celebrating with huge savings on all Toyotas in stock. New 2005 Corollas starting at $13,995, and America's favorite car, new Camrys starting at $17,995. See dealer for details. We need to sell 50 new Toyotas in December, and with interest rates as low as 1.9%, this is the best month to buy your new Toyota. So don't wait. Hurry down to Imagine Toyota in the beautiful Eastgate, Walla Walla.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, the Irish Pet Band, under the direction of Philip Lynch, has just finished up the national anthem, and we're just about ready to go. Let's look at the starting lineups. For DeSales, Nick Conley, a 5'11 senior, starts Casey Wirth, a 5'11 junior. Cesar Lopez, the leading scorer for the Irish this year, a 5'10 senior, averaging 13.6 points a game. He's been in double figures in all five contests. He ranks 10th amongst Blue Mountain League scorers. Nick Richard, a 6-foot senior, will start, as will Ben Wall, a 6'2 junior. For the Warriors of Jubilee Christian Academy, Brian Kelly, a 6'2 sophomore who's a very, very large fellow. He looks like he goes about 225. Also out there, Kyle Bowder, a 5'10 sophomore. Josh Rodriguez, a 5'10 senior, the only senior on the roster. Brandon Noblich, a 5'9 sophomore. And Eustacio Acevedo, a 5'10 sophomore. Acevedo averages 15 points a game. He's one of the top scorers in the conference, and there's Nick Conley off the tip, one pass, and he drains a three from the left wing. Irish up quickly 3-0, and now Lopez reaches in on Acevedo. and fouls him. So that could be an interesting matchup. Acevedo handling the ball very well against Lopez's pressure. Acevedo averages 15 points a game. Their most recent contest that I had information on, Jubilee Christian was beat by Prescott, 59-24. Acevedo had 14 points. They get it off to Rodriguez, the only senior, Richard on him. Now to Kelly. Kelly, 15-footer won't go. Rebound Rodriguez, fighting in there for control of the ball. Loses it. Nick Richard picks it up. Outlet to Nick Connolly. Ahead of the pack to Ben Wall. Behind to everybody. Ben lays it in. Excellent job running the floor by the DeSales Irish. They're up 5-0. And the big man, Brian Kelly, for the Warriors, no chance to keep up with Ben Wall running the floor. Acevedo with it. Now gets it off to Kyle Bowder. Bowder to Kelly. Loses it. Ben Wall's got it. He's got Lopez on his left. Gets it over Kelly to Lopez. Lopez goes up and scores it. So quickly, the steal and transition. Nice job by Ben Wall, the post player, handling himself in open court and getting the ball to Cesar Lopez. Three different players have scored. Irish up 7-0. Acevedo caught in between dribbling and passing, and he's called for traveling with the basketball. I think he thought he got bumped by Lopez. So two straight turnovers by the Warriors. And the Irish are up 7-0 with 6:49 to go, just underway in this Blue Mountain League matchup. Lopez looks at a three, right side, won't take it now. Cross-court pass to Wirth. Zone defense by the Warriors. Wirth goes baseline, and he swirls one in from 12 feet. The Irish, 4-for-4 from the field, and they lead at 9-0. Haven't played in over 2 weeks. Pass into the middle of the court, tipped away. Nick Richards got it. He'll go up, try to lay it in. Acevedo fouls him hard, but the shot goes. And everything going right for DeSales. Five players on the floor. Every one of them has scored. The foul is called on Bowder. I thought it was Acevedo that went up with him. Our officials, Louis Riley, Harold Brewer, and Richard Silva. Richard misses the free throw. Nick Conley with the rebound. He misses the shot. First miss by DeSales. He strips it away from Knoblich, and now back to Nick Conley. He misses. Lopez goes high for the rebound, but he and Ben Wall collide under the basket, and it goes out of bounds off DeSales. Irish will show man-to-man pressure, double-teaming Acevedo on the inbound. They get it into him. Wirth pushes him into the corner. He goes behind the back with a dribble, and then a reach foul is called, I think, on Casey Wirth over in the far corner from my vantage point. Blocking foul is the call on Wirth. His first, second on DeSales. The inbound to Acevedo. They trap him in the corner, splits the trap, gets it off to Bowder. Bowder loses it. Lopez got it. Whips a wraparound pass off Conley, off Wirth, out of bounds. They weren't quite ready for it as Caesar zipped it off the hip with his back to the player he was throwing it to. They get it inbound to Acevedo. No, it's stolen by Nick Conley. Slapped away. Nick gets it back. Slapped away again. This time a foul's called. Reach on 3-2, they say. Each team with two fouls. We played just 2 minutes in this one. 11-0 to DeSales already. They lob it into Nick Richard, who puts it up off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off the Warriors. Warriors in the purple uniforms with the gold numbers and the white trim. Now we've got a bumping call inside as the... And it's going to be on Ben Wall as one of the Warriors is trying to get in position on the inbound play. Ben kind of threw a hip into him, and they're calling it tight early. Three fouls already on DeSales. With it now is Brandon Knoblich. Knoblich stripped by Lopez. Lopez finds Nick Conley down low. Acevedo blocks the shot from behind and out of bounds, and Acevedo's got some hops. He's just 5'10", and he snuffs Nick Conley. They get into Nick Richard. Nobody on him. Nick Richard misses the easy shot. Nick Conley gets the rebound. Kick out to Wirth. Three on the way. Left wing. Got it. DeSales shooting the ball well. Wirth has five. We've got a timeout. 5:37 to go. First quarter. 14-0 DeSales. Alan Griffin and the Warriors want to talk it over. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's a sign of the times. Banking is going national. More and more local banks are being bought up by national conglomerates, and that means less personalized service for you. At Community Bank, they're the opposite pole on the spectrum. They truly are local money working for local people. At their branches, you'll be treated as an individual with answers to your questions from a real person. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton, Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS.
We're back at DeSales High School. Irish up 14-0. Alan Griffin has seen his club run into a very hot shooting squad in DeSales. They hit their first five shots by five different players. And they'll have the ball. After the timeout break, the Irish have three fresh bodies on the floor. Matt Fazzari, a 5'9 senior. Jake Moore, a 6'2 sophomore. And Gavin Spees, a 6-foot senior. We've got a slap you could hear all the way up here. And it's on Matt Fazzari. Matt, always aggressive on the ball. And he got a good old slap in there. Inbounded to Acevedo. Fazzari and Lopez on him. Now Lopez takes him by himself. Starting five still on the floor for the Warriors. They don't have much depth. Six players came out to warm up initially. Three players up off the JV squad joined them a few minutes later. Fazzari comes up behind Knobloch and steals it and goes the other way and lays it in. Gavin Spees had tied up Knobloch. And then Fazzari came behind him and stole it. Matt scored. Six different players for DeSales now in the book. 16-0 Irish. 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Backdoor cut by Kelly. Goes strong. Can't hit it. But nice fundamental play there. Brian Kelly flashed to the elbow. They ball fake. Then he went backdoor. And he'll shoot a couple free throws. The fouls on Gavin Spees. And already five fouls on DeSales. So the Warriors, their first legitimate chance to score here at the 4:45 mark of the quarter. The big 6'2 sophomore will shoot a couple free throws, and the first one's off the back iron. Acevedo, who is actually out. No, I thought he was out of the game. He's just over on the sideline cleaning off the shoes on the sticky pad near the sideline. Kelly misses them both. Wall tips the rebound to himself. Outlet to Lopez. Caesar wants to run each strip by Acevedo. Here comes Acevedo the other way, and he'll lay it in with the left hand. So Eustaquio Acevedo gets the first bucket for the Warriors. Top the key to Lopez off a pass from Fazzari. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound tipped, and we've got a whistle, and they say it. I thought he was going to just say it was out of bounds, but we have a foul, and it's on Brian Kelly pushing on the rebound, his first, third on the Warriors. 4:24 to go in the quarter. Irish up 16-2. They get inside to Ben Wall. Goes up strong. Scores. He's fouled. Ben Wall just making himself big inside. Got position on Kelly. And then trying to help from behind was Kyle Bowder, who's just 5'10". And he picks up his second foul. And Wall's got 4 points now. 18-2 to sales. Ben's free throw's no good. Fazzari, the long rebound on the baseline. Tough runner on the baseline, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Acevedo's got it. He'll cover up. Irish will retreat. Acevedo will walk it into front court. He wears number 32. He's got a headband and an armband up on his bicep. He has it knocked away by Lopez on the pass. He's just got it behind the back. Wrap around him. Spees, Gavin Spees with the left-handed lay-in. The steal, the behind-the-back assist. Lopez drew the defense to the right. A pretty behind-the-back pass and assist. And another Irish player in the scorebook. Acevedo, a circus shot in the lane. He's gone for traveling. He got tripped up, kind of did a backwards reverse lay-in, and it didn't get much of it backboard. Alan Griffin wanted the foul call, didn't get it. 20-2 to sales. The Warriors, we knew they'd be struggling. Winning just one game this year and losing their best player, Tanner Goforth, over the break. Long shot by Fazzari, no good. Rebound Wall, dishes it to Jake Moore, and the sales really spreading the wealth. Every player that's been on the court has scored. Acevedo will push it into front court. Cesar Lopez on him. Now to Kelly. Kelly hits the elbow with Wall on him. Now gets it off to Knobloch, stolen by Spees. Gavin the other way. He hits the shot. He's fouled. And everything dropping in for the Irish. Nothing going right for the Warriors. It's 26. They're 24-26. I'm having trouble keeping up. Fouls on Acevedo is second. Ben Wall and Cesar Lopez sit down. and Nick Richard and Casey Wercheck back. And the tough thing for Greg Fazzari in the substitution situation, he's so deep on his bench, there's no drop-off. So some people might start thinking, gosh, they're running up the score, you know, but you can't tell them to not play. Bees hits a three-point play. The Irish up 25-2. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Dustin Hirsch, 5'10 sophomore, who played in the JV game, is in the contest now for the Warriors. Bowder's got it. Fazzari right on him. Bowder looking for some room. He'll just throw it up to the basket out of frustration. It's an air ball. Nick Richard got it. But then when Nick went to take off the other way, he stepped on the baseline. The Warriors extremely frustrated right now out there. Bowder just couldn't get anything going, just threw it up at the basket. He's just a sophomore. He looks to get it in. Get into Rodriguez, the only senior in the lineup, or on the roster. He gets it to Kelly. The big sophomore dumps it in the middle, stolen by Nick Richard. Kelly will try to hustle back. Nick Richard will lay it up and miss it with the left hand. And the rebound goes off to Brandon Knoblich. So a basket that Nick Richard should make, and he missed it. Bowder gets it to Hirsch. Hirsch at the elbow. Fazzari's all over him, looking for somebody to get it to. Close to a five-second call. Fazzari strips it, steals it. Ahead to Gavin Spees, and Gavin Spees will lay it in. Spees has seven. 27-2 to DeSales. 2:18 to go, first quarter. Dustin Hirsch, a 5'10 sophomore, will push it into front court. And Fazzari reaches in on him and fouls him. It's an interesting combination here. Looking, could end up being kind of a long night. The Irish look to be extremely aggressive in the defense, reaching and slapping, and they've already picked up six fouls, and that stops the clock. Hirsch dribbles right into Casey Wirth, who kindly takes it away from him and lays it in with the left hand. Hirsch just dribbled right into Casey Wirth, and it was an easy pickings. Wirth has seven. Conley strips Hirsch at half court to Spees. Back to Conley. Conley lays it in. And, you know, 6.5 minutes into this game, you wouldn't think you'd have to call off the dogs, but I think it's time for Greg Fazzari. He's got to get some game experience for his guys. They haven't played for over 2.5 weeks, so we'll see if they work on some things. And right now they switch to a zone defense. So right there, you've got Coach Fazzari. He's going to work on the zone now. 31-2 to sale. Jake Moore's got Brandon Knoblich trapped in the corner. His pass out high, stolen by Wirth. Ahead to Nick Conley. Nick Conley will lay it in. And the Irish stealing the ball and heading the other way. Seven more points for Nick Conley. Seven for Conley. Seven for Wirth. Seven for Spees. Minute to go in the first quarter, 33-2 to sales. Conley strips Hirsch. Conley ahead to Wirth. Wirth will lay it in. And Hirsch will bring it into front court. An obvious mismatch going on right now. Hirsch backs in, he's double-teamed, picks up his dribble now. Nobody wants the ball, and he passes tip, stolen by Wirth. Nick Conley behind the pack, he'll lay it in. Different possession, same result. Now, Greg Fazzari's getting a chance to work on his defense, but certainly not a chance to work on his offense. 37-2 to sales. Hirsch backs in on Conley at the elbow. Hirsch looking for someone to get the ball to. Passes it off for Knoblich, stolen by Gavin Spees. Gavin goes the other way and misses the lay-in. Rebound by Bowder. Bowder gets it away to Hirsch. Hirsch into front court. He'll fire it up. At the buzzer, it won't go. Well, 37-2 after 8 minutes. Eric Banks, assistant coach, taps Alan Griffin on the back and says, hey, let's just try to get them to keep their heads up. We'll take a break. Come back in a minute on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
parvovirus is a serious, deadly threat to the unvaccinated dog. It is so infectious that virtually anyone or any object can become a carrier simply by coming in contact with an infected dog's stool. The virus can survive long after the stool has been removed. Due to the seriousness of this illness, consult your Walla Walla area veterinarian to make sure your dog is protected against parvovirus. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at DeSales High School. The Irish up 37-2 against the outmanned Jubilee Christian Academy Warriors. They will have the ball to start the second quarter. That is the Warriors will. Brendan Sherry in the game for DeSales, as is John Thomas up off the junior varsity squad. So the challenge for Greg Vasari is to keep things respectful, be humble about this, but also give all your players some work so they have an opportunity to get better. Hirsch will fire a three over the zone. Backboard, nothing else. Jake Moore, the rebound. Out to Lopez, ahead to Gavin Spees. Gavin, reverse, scoop to the hoop, won't go, but he's fouled. And that's the DeSales game. Defense, rebounding, fast breaks. And the foul was on Dustin Hirsch, his first. Hirsch did a nice job in the junior varsity game. He made about four baskets in a row. Gavin Spees is one for one at the line. Will shoot two. His first one rolls off. So Brendan Sherry, a six-foot senior in the lineup. Brendan, his first year out for basketball in the DeSales program. Brendan's a diehard Huskies fan, and they're doing their basketball team, men's team, is doing well. Spees hits the second free throw, 38-2. DeSales. Irish playing zone defense, which you don't see them do very much, so there's something they're working on. Hirsch throws it on the left wing to Brandon Knoblich, out of bounds, off his hand, and the Warriors turn it over, and they're one guy who seems to have some basketball sense about him. Eustaquio Acevedo checks back in. He has the only basket for the Warriors. He averages 15 points a game. Thomas to Lopez. Thomas, a junior. He fires from the left wing off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Bowder, and he's fouled from behind by Brendan Sherry. Good block out by Bowder, and that puts the sales over the limit. The officials don't see it now. They do. Hey, we got 1-1, they say. So Kyle Bowder, 5'10 sophomore, will go to the free throw line. The Warriors are 0-2 at the charity stripe. Jubilee Christian has 6 fouls. They'll be over the limit on the next one. Tomorrow night should be a much more exciting event, especially on the girls' side of the slate. The Lady Irish do not play tonight. Jubilee Christian is a boys-only school. Bowder misses the front end of the one-on-one. Rebound is by Matt Fazari. Fazari and Rodriguez collide. The front court now is Lopez to Fazari. Fazari, ball fake now, back right side to Lopez in the lane to Sherry. Nice pass out of Jake Moore. Moore misses the shot. Sherry goes crashing in there for the boards, and I think Brendan's going to pick up another foul. But that was a great pass by Brendan Sherry. Jake Moore couldn't finish, and it will walk the other way again. But tomorrow night, a doubleheader here in the gym at DeSales against the Dayton Bulldogs. Dayton, new to the Blue Mountain League. Well, they're revisiting. Years ago, they were in the Blue Mountain League with DeSales, and even longer ago, back in my day, in the late 70s and early 80s in the old Yakima Valley A League. The Irish dropped down to the B classification in 85, as did Dayton. And then Dayton, after winning a state football championship in 1994, moved up to the A ranks, and they're back down to the Bs this year. Rodriguez hits the first free throw. He hits them both. So Josh Rodriguez, the only senior in a Warrior uniform, gets the Warriors 2 points, 38-4 Irish. Anyway, the Dayton Lady Bulldogs are undefeated in conference play, as are the Lady Irish. So the girls' game should be an excellent contest. The boys of Dayton are struggling quite a bit. Not quite as much as Jubilee Christian, but they're struggling a lot. So the girls' game will definitely be one to see. And the boys' game, you just never know. Girls play at 5 tomorrow, boys at 6:30. Acevedo, deep left wing, it goes to Dustin Hirsch. Hirsch to Acevedo. Now right wing to Bowder. Bowder back to Acevedo. Acevedo tripped up, gets on the left wing to Hirsch, knocked away and out of bounds by Matt Pizzari right into the DeSales bench. Nick Richard comes up with it. Casey Worth comes in. Cesar Lopez checks out. The challenge for DeSales in the Blue Mountain League, they haven't seen everybody. They haven't played Dayton, Touche, or Pomeroy, but it looks like it's going to be similar to the football situation. Acevedo drains a three straight away, and it's 38-7 with 6 minutes to go in the half. Thomas will look at a three but won't take it. Now the offense sets to Worth. Back to Thomas. Long jumper won't go. Bowder with the nice rebound. Gets it to Acevedo. So the Warriors, chance to go on a little run here. Acevedo, who just hit the threes, got the ball. Now to Hirsch. Hirsch slapped away by Thomas. Acevedo running down between the with the dribble. Now to Bowder on the left wing. Pizarro and him. Long cross-court pass to Hirsch. Now up high to Acevedo. Back to Hirsch to Acevedo. Acevedo still on the dribble. Now to Bowder. The Warriors being very patient against the zone. Now to Rodriguez. Kick out to Acevedo. Worth right on him. Kelly at 6'2", the only player over 6 foot for the Warriors. So they're having trouble getting it inside. The Irish defense is solid. Good patience, though, by the Warriors. 5 minutes to go. Acevedo pull up from 17. It goes about 15. That's out of bounds on the air ball. The first game of the new year was supposed to be January 4th against Heppner, but the icy road conditions early this week wiped that game out. And according to Athletic Director Brent Kalk, that game will not be rescheduled. So we'll scratch that game off the slate. Irish lose the ball out of bounds down to my right. So good defense by the Warriors. They've hit a couple a three-point basket and a couple of free throws and force a turnover on defense. Bowder on the left wing. Now to Acevedo. It's just so much difference in a year-to-year basis for the Warrior program, even a sports season to a sports season. Moore slaps away from Hirsch and controls it. Last year, when these guys played DeSales, they had a kid named Derek Moore, who was a talented 6'2 junior. He lit the Irish up for 30 points in a game that DeSales hung on and won by 8. Worth slaps the ball away from Acevedo, who had the steal, and Worth is called for the foul. And the Warriors had a little run. For about 3 years, they had several players who were stayed at their school, and they actually played for the state D8 football championship and finished second 2 years ago. That was a fun trip. They were over there, as were the DeSales Irish football players. This year, the Warriors made the playoffs as well. But then when Tanner Goforth left, things got really tough. Goforth was a super three-sport athlete, football, basketball, and track, state qualifier and track. Pizzari for three won't go. Acevedo with the rebound. Acevedo misses the shot. He hits the padding hard. He's fouled by Pizzari. That's three on Pizzari. Acevedo missed the front end of that one-on-one a moment ago. Bad job on my part of keeping up with the game. 4:16 to go in the half. 38-7 Warriors. The Irish have been stuck on 38 for about little over 2 minutes now. And the Warriors have scored 5 of the last 7 points. Acevedo get 2 shots here. He misses the first. The Warriors 2-for-6 now at the free throw line. Into the game for the first time for the Warriors, Alex Gutierrez, a 5'8" sophomore. Hirsch will sit down. Zach Ebding, another player up off the junior varsity squad for Greg Pizzari, will play. Zach, a 5'9" junior. And Acevedo hits the second free throw. He's got 6 of the Warriors' 8 points. Halfway through this second quarter, Nick Conley goes baseline left side. Trapped down there. Now kick out to Worth. In the corner to Moore, to Conley. Inside to Moore. Down low to Ben Wall, who hits it. Good passing by the Irish. Ben Wall is checked back in. He's got 6 points. It's Nick Conley, Zach Ebding, Casey Worth, Ben Wall, and Jake Moore. Nick Conley, the lone senior on the floor. 7 seniors on the DeSales roster. Irish boys went to state last year and for the first time under head coach Greg Pizzari. The girls were there as well. It was a fun week in Spokane. The boys did go 2 and out. The Lady Irish were able to bring home a trophy. Bowder, deep three from the right wing, won't go. Rebound tip, big. Brian Kelly's got it to Acevedo. Slices down the lane, misses a shot. Rebound inside by Bowder, and we've got a jump ball call. Got a little ragged and physical there. And on the jump ball arrow, it's in favor of the white-clad DeSales Irish. Long up-court pass to Nick Conley. Nobody picks him up. He gets in the lane. He'll hold on to the ball. Now get it to Jake Moore. Looks like DeSales is going to be very patient. Moore goes baseline, dumps it to Wall, and he's fouled. Nice hesitation move by Jake Moore. He was fouled, was Wall, fouled by Bowder. But Jake looked like he was just going to back it into the corner, reverse his dribble, charged the baseline, drew the defense, got the ball to Ben. Ben, the 6'2 junior, All-State honorable mention football player. This is the first free throw. Ben's got 8 points. Irish up 40-8, 3:10 to go in the first half. Second free throw is also off the mark. Ben a little frustrated with himself there. And Acevedo, the talented 5'10 sophomore, pressure from Nick Conley, goes between his legs with the dribble. Now Nick Conley slaps it away, runs it down, gets it to Ebding. Ebding can't hit it, but he's fouled. So Zach Ebding up off the junior varsity squad will shoot free throws. Don Thomas, also up off the junior varsity squad, has been in the lineup as well. 40-8, 2:56 to go in the half. Our first game of 2005. Ebding hits the free throw. And his classmates to my left in the student section like that. Cesar Lopez checks back in, and Casey Worth will sit down. Ebding's second one is in and out. Rebound by Kelly. He'll get it to Acevedo. Warriors will try to get into double figures here on this possession, down 41-8. Acevedo drives in. He gets a knee in the thigh from Ebding, and that'll be Zach's first foul, and Acevedo will go to the line. Good, quick move by Acevedo. Ebding couldn't cut him off and ended up fouling him. Acevedo's third trip to the free throw line this quarter. He's just one of three. He's got 6 points. He's got a lot of quickness. His free throw is good. Not much arch, but kind of line drives it in there. 41-9, 2:45 to go in the half. Second free throw rolls off. Rebound Jake Moore. Outlet to Nick Conley. Nick pushes it up court. Finds Lopez underneath, and he's fouled by Kelly. Cesar was going to go up and then try to dump a pass the Wall, and Kelly bodied up on him and picked up the foul. We'll see if they give him two shots or one and one. The Irish are already over the double limit on fouls. They've committed 10. The Warriors have committed 9. It's going to be a 1-1, they say, for Lopez. First free throw is up and off the iron. We'll go Rodriguez with the rebound. Cesar, Irish leading scorer. He's been in double figures every game this season, but he has only two tonight. So that streak of five straight double-digit games looks to end. Pass goes right off Bowder's head to Lopez, and Cesar lays it in. Bowder wasn't ready. Went through his hands off his head, and the good thing about that, he just kind of laughs and heads the other way. Good attitude there. Bowder deep on the right wing. Irish up 43-9. Acevedo between the leg with the dribble. Tries to get by Ebding. He'll fire three. Air ball. Conley with the rebound. Long out pass to Lopez. Three on one. Down low to Jake Moore. He lays it in. Lopez looked right. Dribbled left. Zipped it back to the right to Jake Moore. Nice assist by Cesar Lopez. Jake's got four. Irish up 45-9. Pass to the elbow to Kelly. He's left open. Doesn't look to shoot, though. Now gets it to Acevedo. Right corner to Bowder. Back to Kelly. Stolen by Lopez in the middle. Now to Nick Conley. Nick Conley goes up against Kelly. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball still loose. Conley will run it down in the corner. A lot of hustle by the sales. Down low to Wall. Ben turns on Kelly. Can't hit the shot. Ebding keeps it alive. Lopez ends up with a little 5-foot fadeaway. Won't go. Kelly with the rebound. Outlet to Acevedo. Several chances there for DeSales. They couldn't cash in, but they're up 45-9. As I mentioned, tomorrow a doubleheader, girls at 5, boys at 6:30 against Dayton, and another Blue Mountain League counter as the teams try to get back into a regular routine after Christmas vacation. Air ball by Acevedo. Moore with the rebound. Long pass up court to Lopez. Zips in the lane. dumps it to Ebding. Ebding fouled. He makes the basket. The Irish get from one end to the other in a big hurry, and that foul is on Bowder, and he's already got four. John Thomas and Casey Wirth will check in. Ebding has scored 3 points now here in this quarter. Ebding has second trip to the free throw line. Sales not shooting very well from the stripe. Ebding's free throw is off the mark. Nobody blocks him out. He gets his own rebound. He'll drive in, put a little runner up, in and out. Rebound tip. Jake Moore's got it. He'll lay it in. Moore's got six. Irish up 49-9. They scored 37 points in the first quarter. The Warriors, if you joined us late, Jubilee Christian Academy, a private school for at-risk youth out at Brochi Orchard Complex near Fishhook State Park. These players, some are there by choice at the school, some are there not by choice, and they're all trying to get things squared away. Acevedo's long shot won't go. Rebound Casey Wirth. They've had a complete turnover in their lineup, and it shows. Wirth the other way, dumps it to John Thomas, and Thomas gets a bucket as another player gets into the book for DeSales. 51-9, Acevedo will fire the three off the backboard. Wirth with the rebound. That's the end of the first half. 51-9, DeSales on top after one half of action here on it. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Phil Smith, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton. That's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Buying a used car isn't as tough as you might think. Hi, this is Kirk Williams from Your Ford Connection. At Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, we pride ourselves in having the best pre-owned selection at our two locations. We show you the wholesale book so you can make an informed decision and always get a deal that you can be proud of. And we accept all trade-ins. We have certified sales professionals and master certified technicians, which means better service before and after your purchase. Find better cars, better deals, and better service at Pendleton Ford Lincoln Mercury and Ford of Walla Walla. Your Ford Connection.
Better ideas, better banking. We at Banner Bank are committed to creating the best Northwest banking franchise by delivering superior customer value. Our people will be empowered to provide exceptional personal service and quality products to each of the communities they serve. Plus, with our full suite of online banking services at bannerbank.com, you have the ability to handle many transactions whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Banner Bank. Serving the Northwest.
This is a crucial part of the game right here, and they have got to make the right call. Chip, what do you do here?
Well, that's easy. They got to go with the 10,550. You get over 10,000 minutes a month. Then you can go bang right over here, and you get 500 minutes a month free. Or you can go here, or boom, right here, or bang, right here. And it's wide open in all 50 states. You get over 10,000 minutes. It's a no-brainer. Inland Cellular, it's for you.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back at the Sales High School at the half. The Irish up 51-9 against an overmatched Jubilee Christian Academy squad. They jumped out early, of course, outscoring the Warriors 37-2 in the first quarter. Steals and lay-ins. The Warriors, no match for DeSales tonight. The Irish outscore them 14-7 in the second quarter, and it's been all DeSales. The Irish hope to get a little bit tougher test tomorrow against Dayton when the Dayton Bulldogs come to town. And right now they're honoring Dick Spees, who happens to be my father. Dick Spees is the father of four children who went to DeSales, and he's being inducted into the Idaho State Players Hall of Fame here this winter. He played basketball at the College of Idaho in Caldwell, Idaho. It's now called Albertson's College. Dad actually went to college with Joe Albertson. And that's one of his stories. He had a job driving a beer truck and for Heidelberg Brewery, and Joe Albertson talked to him at a party and said, hey, you want to open up a grocery store? And Dad decided he'd rather drive his beer truck, and I guess the rest is history. He's down there hugging Andrea Wujek and Margot Robinson down at half court, and apparently what happened is it was picture day for the basketball program, and somehow it came up that Dad was, Dick Spees, was being inducted into the Idaho State Basketball Hall of Fame along with his teammates from the 1955 College of Idaho basketball team, who finished second in the nation that year. And the girls just thought that was so neat, and Irish girls coach Tim Duncan said, you guys should give him a ball or something. So they just presented Dick Spees with a basketball to honor him for being in the Idaho State Basketball Hall of Fame. That team, if you're an older person listening to the broadcast tonight, you'll appreciate some of these names. Some of Dick Spees' teammates on that basketball team, a guy named R.C. Owens. R.C. Owens went on to play wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, and he's in the Football Hall of Fame. And Elgin Baylor was a freshman on that team. Elgin Baylor would later transfer to Seattle University and take Seattle University all the way to the national championship game against Kentucky. And then, of course, Elgin Baylor went on to play for the Lakers, and he's in the NBA Basketball Hall of Fame. So Dad was part of that team. Dick Spees was part of that team. He was a leading scorer his freshman, sophomore, and junior year. But needless to say, when Baylor came on the scene, Elgin Baylor became the leading scorer. But they had a great team. It's amazing that in a little town like Caldwell, Idaho, they would have two players, R.C. Owens and Elgin Baylor, that would make it into NFL and NBA Hall of Fame. So quite a deal there. And the Lady Irish and the Irish boys basketball teams wanted to honor Dick Spees with that award of a basketball for his induction into the Idaho State Hall of Fame. So they've taken care of that. The Irish band is entertaining the fans. We'll take a break and come back with the halftime stats on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Time. We all need more time. What we really need is a grocery store that helps us to use our time better. If you have some grocery shopping to do, come on down to locally owned Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. You'll find fresh, locally grown produce, service that is second to none, and while you're shopping, you can take care of your AT&T and power bills. Pick up some stamps at our post office, even ship your UPS packages. You'll save money and time. Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. Community supporters for a generation and honored sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
American West Bank, your local community bank supporting our area youth, because we believe in the importance of our young people, families, and community. Come discover the difference where our people care. At American West Bank, bucking the trend of the big bank attitudes, where you can call the bank during the workday and talk to a friendly person instead of an automated answering machine. American West Bank, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of Irish Athletics.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at the Sales High School. The Irish up 51-9 at the half. The Irish pep band, under the direction of Philip Lynch, entertaining the fans. They do a great job. It's worth coming to the game just to listen to those guys. And the Irish are already back out on the floor. They lead it 51-9. As I mentioned, they will play tomorrow night. It'll be a doubleheader. The Irish girls take on Dayton at 5, The boys play at 6:30. Also going on tomorrow at DeSales, a little advertisement here for the Lady Irish Cheerleading Program. The DeSales Irish Cheerleaders are putting on a cheerleading camp tomorrow for any young boys or girls who'd like to come down and participate. You can register at the door in the morning. It's from 9 o'clock to noon, and the cost is $10. So if you know a young Irish fan who'd like to come down and learn some cheerleading skills, it starts at 9 o'clock. The cost is $10, and then they will be performing. Those Irish cheerleading campers will perform at halftime of the boys and girls game tomorrow night. So support the girls cheerleaders. Let your youngster learn some skills and then perform for the fans tomorrow night. That's 9 to noon here at DeSales High School. We'll be right back with the stats and the second half tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff of Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dalles Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back and just about ready for the start of the second half. The Sales getting scoring from a variety of players as they have 51 total. Just 9 points for the Warriors, 7 by Eustacio Acevedo, and 2 for Josh Rodriguez, who is 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Scoring for the Sales, John Thomas has 2, Zach Ebding has 3, Nick Richard has 2, Matt Fazzari has 2, Cesar Lopez has 4, 6 each for Jake Moore and Ben Wall, 8 for Gavin Spees, and 9 each for Nick Conley and Casey Worth. The Warriors are actually outplaying the Sales in one area of the game. They're shooting better from the free throw line. The Warriors are 4 for 9. The Irish an uncharacteristically poor 3 of 10 from the charity stripe. As Conley steals it away from Acevedo on the initial possession, now gets it to Worth. Worth trapped on the end line. Ball slapped away by Brandon Knoblich, but he was standing out of bounds when he did it. So the Irish will inbound under their basket, down to my left in front of the DeSales bench. Inbound to Ben Wall, to Nick Conley, cross court to Worth. 3 on the way from the right wing. In out, stays out. Lopez going to tip it up. And we've got a rebound foul. It's probably on Nick Richard. Yes, it is. The Irish committed 11 first-half fouls. That's Nick's first. So two bugaboos, I guess, if you want to find a bugaboo for DeSales. I would say 3. Their free throw shooting has not been good. They've committed some silly fouls, and they did not finish very well at times in traffic in transition. Warriors working against an Irish zone defense. Brian Kelly, the big 6'2 sophomore, shattered inside by Nick Richard. Outside with it is Knoblich, a 5'9 sophomore. Now Acevedo, a 5'10 player. Bowder's out there. He's 5'10 and a sophomore. And Rodriguez, the only senior at 5'10. Now we have a whistle and a foul. A 5-second call on Acevedo. Acevedo closely guarded. Couldn't shake the Irish defense. And it's a 5-second call. He kind of gives a questioning look over to his coach, Alan Griffin, and heads the other way. 7 minutes to go. Neither team has scored here in the second half. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lopez tries to dump it inside, but he throws right to Bowder. The pace is definitely, or the intensity level is definitely slacked off here. Acevedo drives in, backboard, nothing else. Rebound tipped way out near half court. Near the cheerleaders, run down by Bowder. Good hustle. The Warriors continue to play hard and hustle. Acevedo's now trapped in the corner. Can't find anybody. Now gets it to Bowder. He corrals it. And now he'll dribble out near the Irish emblem on the sideline. Now to Acevedo. Deep on the left wing. Shake and bake. Crossover dribble. Spins away from Conley. Gets in the lane. Dumps it for Rodriguez. Wasn't ready for it. Loses it. Wirst got it ahead to Conley. Nick Conley goes strong. Foul by Bowder. And I think that's all for Kyle Bowder. But I've been known to miss a foul or get one in the wrong place here and there. Nick Conley, regardless, will take his first free throw shot of the night. And that is five on Bowder, I think. The score clock folks are saying, yeah, that's five. And Alex Gutierrez, a 5'8 sophomore, will check in. Nick Conley missed the first free throw. So tough night for Kyle Bowder. Played hard, but he'll foul out with no points. Conley misses the second one. Wall gets the rebound. Misses, gets it back again. Backs in on Kelly. Goes up strong. Can't hit. He's fouled. Ben Wall does a nice job keeping his body under control and making space for himself. He's got soft hands and good footwork. The foul is on Kelly, his third. Second here in the second half. 9 first half fouls on the Warriors. Ben is 0 for 2 at the line. He's got 6 points. His first free throw of the second half, though, is good. He's got 7. No DeSales player in double figures, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different Irish have scored. 11 have played. And violation on Jubilee Christian. They had a player step into the lane, step into the free throw stripe area after Ben Wall had received the ball, so Ben will get a second chance to make the second free throw. He missed it. And this one also in and out. Worth keeps it alive. Ball's on the deck. Wall's got it. Excuse me. Now Nick Richard with it. He'll dribble out and give it up high to Nick Conley. In the corner to Nick Richard. He'll fire the three off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Wall. Ben goes up strong and scores it. Ben Wall's got 9. 3 players with 9 now. Conley, Worth, and Wall. Worth had all 9 of his points in the first quarter. The Sales came out and hit their first 5 shots by 5 different players. Acevedo, wild drive, won't go. Rebound Rodriguez. His putback is rejected out of there by Lopez. But Caesar's going to get called for the foul. Quite a bit of disinterest, if you will, by the Sales players. They're doing what they're being coached to do right now, but just that intensity level is just not there. They're up 54-9. Rodriguez, who's 2 for 2 at the line for his only 2 points of the night, misses the first one. Josh, the only senior on a young Warrior roster. None of these players, to my recollection, was in uniform last year when they played DeSales. Rodriguez misses them both. He strips Worth of the rebound, though, and gets it. He's in the left corner. Now he gets it to Noblitz. Noblitz to Acevedo. Acevedo between the legs with the dribble. Nick Conley right up on him. Now to Noblitz. Noblitz back to Acevedo. Deep on the left wing. Now dribbles high between the circles. Right winger to Gutierrez with Lopez on him. Down low to Rodriguez. Fade away. Footer air ball. Wirst got it. 5:18 to go in the third quarter. 54-9 to DeSales. Wirst. Lopez wants it inside, outside. Instead, Wirst goes inside to Nick Richard. Dumps it to Wall. He and Gutierrez collide. And little old Alex isn't going to win that one. A 5'8 sophomore probably goes about 120 pounds. Then a 6'2 junior who goes about 200. And that insult to injury, Gutierrez picks up his first foul, and Ben Wall will take his third trip to the line. He's just 1 for 4. He'll try to be the first player in this game to reach double figures. First one is up, barely nicks the rim. Gavin Spies set to check in. Gavin, no relation. He spells his name S-P-I-E-S. I spell mine S-P-I-E-S-S. He checks in for Nick Conley. Matt Pizarro and Jake Moore also set to check in, and they'll get to as Ben Wall hits the second free throw. Ben leads all scorers with 10 points, and he'll sit out. 55-9 to DeSales, 5:10 to go. And as I look down to my right, a kid, a young man, I know his last name's Walker. That's all I remember, but he played for the Warriors last year. He's here watching his old school play. not his teammate. I don't know, some of these guys might have been students there last year. I think Rodriguez was. Bowditch with the ball, looking inside, nothing there. Cesari's going to reach, and he's going to get called for the foul. And Harold Brewer and the officiating crew, and I agree, they're saying, hey, you guys have proved your point. You can steal the ball from these guys anytime you want. Quit reaching in. And Cesari picks up his fourth foul. Play defense with your feet. Keep your hands off. I think that's the official's message to at least the DeSales team. And it's a good one. Acevedo for three. Won't go. Nick Richards can't control the rebound. Gutierrez has got it. Goes back up with the shot. He's fouled by Jake Moore. Jake at 6'2", blocked the shot out of there on the 5'8 Gutierrez. But they say got him down low. And Jake picks up his first foul. And Alex Gutierrez will shoot two free throws. The Warriors have yet to make a shot from the field here in the second half. 4:33 to go in the third quarter. It was about at the 4:30 mark at the start of the game when they got their first point. Alex Gutierrez hits the first free throw. Alex suited up and played in the junior varsity game. His second one off the mark. Rebound, Nick Rich, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And the foul's on Brian Kelly, his fourth. The Warriors have already had Kyle Bowder foul out. And Dustin Hirsch, 5'10 sophomore, up off the junior varsity squad. He played some in the first half. We'll get ready to check in. They find speeds inside, dump it to Jake Moore. He lays it in. A left wing pass into the lane and a quick one from Spees to Moore cutting on the right side. Good execution. Three passes and a lay-in. 57-10 to DeSales. 4:13 to go in the third quarter. Knoblich. Pass up high, too high for Acevedo. It's going to go into backcourt, and that will be a violation over and back. And the Warriors turn it over. A lot of patience necessary for the coaching staff of the Warriors, and they're going to take a timeout and talk things over. 4:01 to go in the third quarter. 57-10 to DeSales when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
Wait, so your car rolls off a cliff into the ocean?
I'm leaning against the bumper so Kate can take my picture.
And the car starts to roll?
Yeah, I forgot to set the parking brake.
So it rolls off the cliff?
Off the cliff into the ocean, yeah.
Because no one is more focused on getting your car back to normal than your farmer's agent. Describing how you got into an accident can be a lot harder than describing how you got out of one.
So I already got my car back.
Whoa, who's your insurance company?
Farmers Auto Insurance. Get you back where you belong.
In Walla Walla, see Bill Urego.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at DeSales High School. Irish up 57-10. Alan Griffin, Jubilee Christian Academy Warrior coach, trying to get something positive to go for his guys. They have not scored here in the second half. Casey Wirth, Jake Moore, Gavin Spees, Matt Fazari, and Brendan Sherry, five players off the DeSales bench. On the floor right now. Jake Moore left wide open underneath. Worth hits him. He lays it in with the left hand. There's too many holes in the Warriors' zone defense. And Jake Moore is in double figures with 10 points. Acevedo to Gutierrez. Back to Acevedo. High between the circles. Cesari on him. Irish just kind of sagging zone defense. Token pressure on the ball. Keeping their hands off. Moving their feet. Acevedo to Gutierrez. Down low, ball kicked out of bounds off Jake Moore. Trying to dump it inside to Josh Rodriguez. Josh, 5'10 senior, he's a stout fellow. He probably goes about 190. He's got the ball in the right corner now to Knoblich. Up to Acevedo between the circles. He dribbles deep left wing. Now back to the right side to Knoblich. Down low for Rodriguez. Gets around Sherry. Can't hit the shot. Rebound tip. Hirsch has got it. His shot blocked by Spees. Hirsch gets it back now to Acevedo. Good hustle by the Warriors. And they'll reset. Knoblich's got it. Down low to Rodriguez. He goes right around Brendan Sherry and scoops it underhand with the right hand, and he got a nice shot to drop, and he sprints to the other end. Nice move by Rodriguez. 59-12 the Sails inside the Vasari. Under pressure, loses it, gets it to Brendan Sherry, to Jake Moore. Jake will lay it in. Jake's got 12 in the game, six of them in this quarter. He leads all scores, 61-12 the Sails. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Acevedo brings the front court, deep right wing. It goes to Noblich. Noblich, Rodriguez wants it. Instead, it goes back to Acevedo. Acevedo penetrates, scoop to the hoop. He's got it. Nice move. He kind of went with the up and under move, and that was a good-looking play by Eustacio Acevedo. He's got nine. Shot the other way, won't go. Rebound, Jake Moore. Jake puts it in. It's the Jake Moore show at the Irish end of the floor. He's got eight of DeSales' 12 second-half points. Irish up 63-14. 1:56 to go in the third quarter. Tomorrow, the Dayton Bulldogs come to town. The Lady Irish and Dayton's girls tied with undefeated marks atop the Blue Mountain Conference. That should be a real good one. The Dayton Bulldog boys not having nearly as much success as their girls are. Acevedo for three. Won't go. Rebound. Spies has it stripped away by Noblich, but he's called for traveling as he tries to pick up the ball. It's a good hustle by Noblich. At 5'10", he got up and took it away from Gavin Spies, listed at 6 foot. Gavin wants the ball now on the left wing. Instead, they go right wing to Vasari. Pass inside, knocked away and out of bounds by Rodriguez. Good hustle by Josh as he hits the padding. And I've said it several times, and I'm not just giving token praise, but the Warriors play hard. Lob it inside the gap to Brendan Sherry. He's in trouble, and he's called for traveling. They stripped it. He got it back, and then he traveled trying to go up for the shot. The only player on the DeSales bench who hasn't been in is Michael Richard. He has his warm-up clothes, and I'm guessing if Michael hasn't been in yet, he's not going to play for whatever reason. Quentin Zitterkoff, who's on the Irish roster, is not in uniform tonight. I'm not sure what's the deal with that, but he's not. Scoop to the hoop by Acevedo. It rims in and out and drops back in. It spun around, spun on the orange rim, and dropped back in. He's fouled by Brendan Sherry. So Acevedo in double figures now with 11. He, as I mentioned in the pregame, he is the number five scorer in the Blue Mountain League with 14.8 points per game. He's got some talent. His free throw, is off the mark, however. He's hit only one of four from the line. Quickly the other way, Fazari shoots one off the bottom of the rim, and Noblich gets the rebound. Ahead to Acevedo, behind the back, in the lane with the scoop shot, backboard, nothing else. Feeds with the rebound quickly out of there to Fazari, jump stop in the lane, crossover, leaves it short, gets his own rebound, he's fouled, he scores. And Matt Fazari working very hard, a little frustrated with himself on that last possession, kind of bricked it off the bottom of the rim on the lay-in attempt. Matt's got four. The foul was on Dustin Hirsch, his second. Each team with five fouls in the third quarter. 65-16 to Sales. The Irish, after shooting 3 of 10 from the line, Fazari hits that one. They're now 2 of 4, 2 of 6, 3 of 7 here in the third quarter. So not a very good free throw shooting night for DeSales. 66-16, a 50-point advantage for DeSales. Acevedo, crowd is very, very quiet. It's one of those nights where you just got to appreciate watching young men, or women for that matter. Tonight it's just the men competing and using the talents God's given them. And we just hope and pray that nobody gets hurt from here on out and the kids all have a good time. Worth a deep three at the buzzer, won't go. 66-16 is our score with 8 minutes left. And Greg Fazari, I'm sure, is going to go deeper and deeper into his bench when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare.
And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh Paint and Stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Now the Warriors, the good news is they scored 8 points in that quarter. They had only 9 in the whole first half, so that's improvement on their part. They are shot score them 15-8 with 8 minutes left, 66-16. The Sales. The Irish will be 6-0 after this one and 5-0 in the conference. The Warriors have just one victory on the season. Irish out rebounding the Warriors 34-19. Jake Moore, 7 rebounds to go with his 14 points, thanks to Kelly Richmond, one of the Irish assistant coaches, for handing me those rebounding stats. Kelly with the ball now gets it to Acevedo. It's Nick Conley, Ben Wall, Zach Ebding, John Thomas, and Jake Moore on the floor for the Irish. Moore, a sophomore. Thomas, Ebding, and Wall are juniors. And Nick Conley's a senior. Thomas and Ebding up off the junior varsity squad, both seeing their first varsity action. I think John Thomas might have played a teeny bit in one of the district tournament games last year. Shot missed, long pass off the rebound. Nick Conley throws it, about 78 feet to a streaking Jake Moore. I don't want to start coaching here, but I'd almost like to see DeSales just kind of walk it up the court now. Kelly goes back door, can't finish. Nice move, a nice pass by Acevedo. Rebound Ebding. Nick Conley head to Moore, to Wall. Wall can't finish. Rebound tip. Kelly with the rebound. But Greg Fazzari's style of play, what he teaches all his players, we are going to attack the basket in transition all the time. And when you put your guys in there, you want them to get some work in what they do. And quite frankly, the Warriors just don't get back. And there's another example. Rebound outlet, long pass, uncontested lay-in for Moore. Jake's got 18 points, 70-16. So Greg Fazzari's guys just working on what they've been taught. The Warriors obviously got to be tired. They suit up just 6 full-time varsity players. They have some players up off the JV team. David Craig, a 5'7 freshman, just lost the ball. He's in the game. Streaking to the hoop is Ebding. He can't get the shot. Wall can't get the rebound. Acevedo's finally got it. So David Craig, a 5'7 freshman, in the game for the Warriors. To Kelly. Kelly slapped away by Wall. Now to Craig. Knocked away by Ebding. Craig gets it back. Now to Acevedo. 70-16 to Sales. 5:34 to go. Kelly with it. Wall on him. Now to Craig. Craig, the freshman, faces the basket. Now to Knobles. The Warriors doing a good job running their man-to-man offense. They've got getting guys open off the screens. There's Acevedo from 15. Won't go. Rebound John Thomas. Outlet to Nick Conley. Ahead to Jake Moore. Again, nobody back for the Warriors. And Jake Moore just making a living, breaking to the other end. He's got 20. 72-16, 5 minutes to go. Craig with the ball. Now to Kelly. Kelly from 12. Won't go. Rebound Nick Conley. And this time Acevedo will streak back and Conley will slow it down. He tries to zip a pass hard underneath and Acevedo boots it away. Kick ball will go to DeSales. Brendan Sherry checks in for Jake Moore. Casey Work checks in for Nick Conley. It's just a combination of things. The Sales is so deep in their bench that they just don't drop off. The Irish JV team versus the Warriors. No offense to the Warriors, but that would have probably been a better matchup. Ball's loose on the inbound in the scramble. Zach Ebding ends up with a chance at it under the basket. And it goes out of bounds, they say. Last touch by the Warriors. 4:43 to go, 72-16 to Sales. Brendan Sherry has it stripped by Bowder. Well, apparently Bowder did just have four fouls. I thought he had fouled out. 5'10 sophomore who has hustled hard all night back in the game. Acevedo scooped to the hoop the other way. He's got it. Eustacio Acevedo hits the bucket. Nice move, slashing to the basket. 72-18 Irish. 4:20 to go. Worth in the corner to Ebding. Down low to Ben Wall. Wide open underneath. He scores it. Nobody challenging Ben Wall inside at all. He's got 12. 4 minutes to go. 74-18 to Sales. The Warriors have been better offensively here in the second half. They only had 9 points at halftime. Knoblich to Craig. The freshman hits it. All right. David Craig, 5'7 freshman, played the JV game, caught it, and he dropped it. 74-20, and we've got a whistle on the baseline drive by Ebding, and that will be 5 on Kyle Bowder, and he knows it. And coming in for him will be number 12. And I do not have number. I'm going to ask this young. Here, we got the roster right here. Number 12 would be Joey Reyes. Joey Reyes, a 5'6 sophomore in the game for Bowder, who fouls out. And John Thomas hits the free throws as I was busy finding Reyes' name. Thomas hits both free throws. He's got 4 points. Foul to Craig. The freshman loses it, gets it back. Brendan Sherry on him. Now pass for Acevedo. Stolen by Worth. Casey splits the defense. Goes up strong. Shot won't go. Sherry tries to follow. Ball tips. Ebding's going to get it at the top of the key. Finds Brendan Sherry down low. Tip pass to Thomas, who hits it. Brendan Sherry caught the ball on the fingertips and just flipped it to Thomas, who stroked it. 78-20 to Sales. Thomas has 4 in a row. Acevedo to Craig from 15. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Wall to Ebding. Ebding ahead to Thomas. Thomas loses it, and Rodriguez, who hustles back, got it. Now to Acevedo. We race the other way. Acevedo behind the back in the lane. We've got a whistle and a foul on Casey Worth. And that is, I think, will put the Sales over the limit. And big Brian Kelly, the 6'2 sophomore, will check in at 4. Josh Rodriguez, who really hustled back there on defense to cut Thomas off and force the turnover. It was not the 7th foul. It was the 6th foul. Each team was 6. Acevedo with it. Now to the elbow to Kelly. Wall on him. Now swing it deep right side to Knoblich. Sherry on him now. Pie to Acevedo. Worth will sag off. Acevedo up and under move. Won't go. Rebound Reyes. Gets it to Kelly. Kelly will go up the 8-footer. In and out. Stays out. Rebound Ebding. They head to Brendan Sherry. Knoblich is back here. He takes him in. One-hander, he gets it. And the crowd likes that. Brendan Sherry, the 6-foot senior, gets his first basket of the game. Irish up 80-20, 1:50 to go. Everybody who has played now has scored. And now Sherry and Acevedo collide. Worth was also there, and it's going to be a foul, I think, on Casey Worth. And that is 4 on Worth. And we've got a 1-1 free throw opportunity for the Warriors. And it will be Eustacio Acevedo, who's got 13 points. Jake Morley's all scorers, the 6'2 sophomore, has 20. Most of them on uncontested lanes after the Sales defensive rebound. Acevedo, just 1 of 4 at the line. He gets this one to drop. Nice soft touch. He's got 14. His season average is 14.8. Number 5 scorer in the conference. 1:44 to go in the game. 80-21 to Sales. Second free throw's off the mark. Brendan Sherry with the rebound. Warriors get back defensively. Sherry will give it off to Casey Worth. Back to Sherry. They want him to shoot the three. He'll pass to Ebding on the baseline. 16-footer off the mark. Won't go. Worth runs the rebound in the right corner. And Casey will set it up on the right wing. Just turn around to Sherry. He'll pull up from 16. He's got it. Brendan Sherry left open. Brendan's got two baskets in a row. The Irish up 82-21. 1:15 to go. Everything's going right so far. Everybody's got to play. Everybody's got to score. The Warriors have had some success offensively here in the second half. Acevedo scooped in. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. They say off the sails. So 59.9 seconds left. The Warriors will run an inbound play here. Craig, the freshman, will inbound it. Gets it to Acevedo in the corner. Sherry on him. Acevedo will shoot the three. Off the rim, rebound Worth. Worth ahead to John Thomas. Acevedo tries to get back. Thomas has to go off his foot, but he picks it up. Now gets it to Worth in the corner. Casey to Wall down low. Too much on the ball, and Wall dropped it. I think Ben was quite ready for that pass. The Irish turn it over. 37 seconds left. Acevedo picks up the dribble at the foul line elbow. Worth on him. Now outside to Noblet. Brandon with the ball overhead. Brendan Sherry on him. He throws the pass right to Ben Wall. Here comes Ben Wall the other way, and he'll lay it in with the left hand. Good bit of sportsmanship by Acevedo. He could have put the hard foul on Wall. He just kind of followed him back there, and Wall puts it up. And 84-21, the Warriors will go for the last shot probably here. Acevedo gets it to Craig. 4 seconds to go. They've got to get a shot up. Craig throws it up off the backboard, nothing else, ahead to Ebding, and that's the ball game. Irish win it 84-21 against an obviously outmanned but classy bunch of Jubilee Christian Academy Warriors. Good sportsmanship all night long. The Irish boys go to 6-0. They'll play tomorrow night against the Dayton Bulldogs. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Talk about bad luck. First, one of the kids left a dome light on in the car, needed to be jumped the next morning before I could get to work. Then the wife locked her keys in the car and needed expert help getting the door open without damage. Then we needed a rental car after our own car broke down the day before our trip to the in-laws for the holidays. Each time we called the same place, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental. No, we haven't needed a tow for a while, but you can guess who we'd call. Lightfoot's Towing at 525-1680. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Been into L&G lately? They've got a newly expanded section of work clothing that'll make you wonder why you would shop anywhere else. L&G carries the best of the best work clothing, by Carhartt. From coats to jackets, shirts to vests, bibs to overalls, if the apparel carries the Carhartt name, the performance will be legendary. And if you can't find the Carhartt article you're looking for at L&G, they'll gladly order it for you. L&G Ranch Supply, 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
You knew December was a special month, and all along you thought it was because of the holidays. But you were wrong. It's time for Toyota-thon, Toyota's biggest sales event. Here at Imagine Toyota, we're celebrating with huge savings on all Toyotas in stock. New 2005 Corollas starting at $13,995, and America's favorite car, new Camrys starting at $17,995. See dealer for details. We need to sell 50 new Toyotas in December, and with interest rates as low as 1.9%, this is the best month to buy your new Toyota. So don't wait. Hurry down to Imagine Toyota in the beautiful Eastgate, Walla Walla.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
There's a bank they call Community. The reason's clear to see. Strong like you and me. Independent, a bank built on a small town dream. So believe,
so believe,
believe in the power.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at the DeSales Gymnasium. The Irish win at 84-21. And one of the neat things the Irish Pep Band does they stay and entertain the fans after the game. And I've noticed that a lot more people hang around the gym and listen to them. They are very, very good under first-year band director Philip Lynch. So the Irish were very good very early against a very much outmanned Jubilee Christian team. The Irish had all the points they would need for this whole game midway through the first quarter. I think it was 21-0 before Eustacio Acevedo got the first Warrior points at the 4:30 mark. And the Warriors had scored just 21 for the game. Eight Irish would score in the first quarter. They were up 37-2 after 8 minutes. They led 51-9 at the half. The Warriors did get 12 points up on the board, 13 points up on the board in the second half. So they did play a little better offensively, but the Irish could steal the ball anytime they wanted between steals followed by lay-ins and uncontested lay-ins after defensive rebounds. They got all they needed offensively, did the Irish. They never really ran their offense the whole game until late in the contest. And the Irish win it easily, 84-21, to move as 6-0, 5-0 in the conference play. The Warriors just one win on this young season. The Sales will play host to the Dayton Bulldogs tomorrow night. That should be a real good one, especially on the girls' side. Both those girls' teams undefeated in conference play. The Irish girls five-time defending Blue Mountain League champions. Dayton recently dropping down from the Class A mark, where they were perennial state tournament visitors. So it should be a real good contest here in the DeSales gym. They play non-leaguers for years, and they used to be in the same league years ago. But this one will count. And we'll be back with the rest of the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
Rabies is a fatal viral disease that affects the central nervous system of almost all mammals. Animals contract rabies through the bite of an infected animal or from contact with infected saliva on abraded skin. Prevention is the only way to combat rabies for the protection of your pet and family members. Contact your Walla Walla area veterinarian today for a comprehensive vaccination program for your pets that includes protection against rabies. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Phil Smith, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton. That's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Buying a used car isn't as tough as you might think. Hi, this is Kirk Williams from Your Ford Connection. At Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, we pride ourselves in having the best pre-owned selection at our two locations. We show you the wholesale book so you can make an informed decision and always get a deal that you can be proud of. And we accept all trade-ins. We have certified sales professionals and master certified technicians, which means better service before and after your purchase. Find better cars, better deals, and better service at Pendleton Ford Lincoln Mercury and Ford of Walla Walla. Your Ford Connection.
Better ideas, better banking. We at Banner Bank are committed to creating the best Northwest banking franchise by delivering superior customer value. Our people will be empowered to provide exceptional personal service and quality products to each of the communities they serve. Plus, with our full suite of online banking services at banrbank.com, you have the ability to handle many transactions whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Banner Bank. Serving the Northwest.
This is a crucial part of the game right here, and they have got to make the right call. Chip, what do you do here?
Well, that's easy. They got to go with the 10,550. You get over 10,000 minutes a month. Then you can go bang right over here, and you get 500 minutes a month free. or you can go here, or boom, right here, or bang, right here. And it's wide open in all 50 states. You get over 10,000 minutes. It's a no-brainer. Inland Cellular, it's for you.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back at DeSales High School. A lot of fans continuing to visit here early in the new year, just January 7th, 2005. Maybe a lot of maybe the first time they've seen each other here in the new year. A lot of people hanging around and visiting. The Irish win at 84-21 over the Jubilee Christian Academy Warriors. We'll continue to look at the statistics here. Scoring for the Warriors, 1 point for Alex Gutierrez, a 5'8 sophomore up off their junior varsity squad. David Craig, just a freshman, he came in and hit his first shot. He played mostly in the junior varsity game. He had 2 points. Josh Rodriguez, the only senior on the Warrior roster, he had 4 and 14 points for Eustacio Acevedo, a 5'10 sophomore who is one of the top scorers in the Blue Mountain League, and he can really penetrate and drive to the basket. He's fun to watch. 4 to sale, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players saw time on the court. All 11 of them found the scorebook. Nick Richard, the senior who starts, had just 2 points. 3 points for Zach Ebding, 5'8 junior up off the junior varsity squad. 4 points for Cesar Lopez, a very unselfish night for Cesar. As for all the DeSales Irish, Cesar has a streak of 5 straight double-digit contests broken there as he scores just 4, but he had many, many steals and assists. 5 points for Matt Pizzari. 6 points for John Thomas. John, a 5'7 junior, also up off the junior varsity squad. He looked good on a couple of shots and hit a couple of free throws as well. Brendan Sherry, the 6-foot senior, had 4 points. Let's see here. And then 8 points for Gavin Spees, all in the first half of the 6-foot senior. 9 points for Nick Conley. 9 points for Casey Worth. And then 2 players in double figures. Ben Wall had 14 points, the 6'2 junior post player. Did a nice job. He scored in every quarter. And then 20 points for Jake Moore, including 14 in the second half. Jake scored most of his baskets on nice passes from teammates as he broke down court after the Irish got rebounds, and Jake would just lay it in uncontested. He also got a nice couple of nice passes to him on the backside of the zone. So I would venture to guess every one of Jake's baskets, or at least almost all of them, were of the lay-in variety. Free throw shooting, a bugaboo for DeSales. 8-for-19 at the line. Not a very good effort in that area for DeSales tonight. The Warriors, 6-of-16 from the free throw line. So both teams shoot fairly even at the foul line. Well, we need to get you an opportunity to listen to every one of our sponsors a fair amount of times, an equal opportunity sponsor listing here. We've got one more break to take. When we come back, rebounding stats, Dairy Queen player of the game, and a final wrap-up on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Time. We all need more time. What we really need is a grocery store that helps us to use our time better. If you have some grocery shopping to do, come on down to locally owned Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. You'll find fresh, locally grown produce, service that is second to none, and while you're shopping, you can take care of your AT&T and power bills. Pick up some stamps at our post office, even ship your UPS packages. You'll save money and time. Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. Community supporters for a generation and honored sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
American West Bank, your local community bank supporting our area youth. Because we believe in the importance of our young people, families, and community. Come discover the difference where our people care. At American West Bank, bucking the trend of the big bank attitudes, where you can call the bank during the workday and talk to a friendly person instead of an automated answering machine. American West Bank, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of Irish Athletics.
You say you're not into veggies? Lefazari's puts you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest.
A bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese.
And our seasoned roast beef. Add salsa and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Lefazari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like they're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia! Lefazari's Finest and Lefazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dowell's Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, we're going to have to wrap things up here. I sit up in the top row of the bleachers on a platform, and they're getting ready to shove the bleachers in, so we're going to wrap things up. The Irishmen at 84-21. They're 6-0. More importantly, 5-0 in the conference. Rebounding stats real quick. Irish 47-23, and Ben Wall leads the sales in rebounding, 9 rebounds to go with his 14 points, 6 rebounds for Kyle Bowder to lead the Warriors. He did not score in the game, so I'm going to go with Ben Wall, the 6'2 junior, as our Dairy Queen player of the game. Jake Moore did have the 20 points, but I think Jake would be the first to admit it. He didn't have to work too hard for those. Ben Wall battled inside. He does very good with his footwork. I think if I had to have an early season most improved player, a player that stepped up to the varsity level for the first time and is really doing well, it's Ben Wall. 14 points, 9 rebounds, a 6'2 junior is our Dairy Queen player of the game. Well, until tomorrow, that's going to do it. The Irish girls tip off at 5 o'clock against a very good Dayton Lady Bulldog team, and the Irish boys follow at 6:30. That's after the sales gym. If you can't make it, tune us in on the radio. If you can make it, bring your headphones and sit in the stands and listen, come down, enjoy some great food and some great basketball, Blue Mountain League style. Also, remember that cheerleading camp. If you know any young girls or boys who'd like to come down to the sales at 9 o'clock in the morning and participate in that cheerleading camp for just $10, it's from 9 to noon, and then tomorrow night they'll perform during the game. So that's going to wrap it up. The Irish win at 84-21. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to you for listening. Great job back at the studio by Dan the Man. And with that, the Irish win at 84-21. And until tomorrow night at about 4:40 on the air for the girls' contest, this is Mike Spees saying God bless. Enjoy your weekend, and we send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Postal Annex Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.